This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier this year, the IRS sent millions of U.S. taxpayers letters telling them they'd made a mistake and owed money. Usually the problem had to do with accounting for COVID relief payments. Last month, the IRS followed up with a second wave of letters that a lot of people thought were a scam. But it turns out the letters were real. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Michael White got one of the approximately 13 million letters the IRS sent out in the spring. The Wisconsin swim coach says it informed him he was getting a smaller relief payment than he'd claimed. Okay, he thought, so much for that. Then he got the second letter last month, which was
really confusing. It made the same claims as the first, and I thought the first was saying it was over.
The IRS is sending out about 5 million of those confusing second letters. Here's why. In some of the first letters, it neglected to tell taxpayers they have a right to appeal. That's all the second letter says. The IRS's national taxpayer advocate, Aaron Collins, says you can call the number on the letter to appeal.
But it's right now the IRS is only answering less than 20% of those calls.
She recommends replying with your own letter, certified, of course, so you've got documentation to make your case. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.